Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guests are Sarah Modry and Nicole Allberger of Hand and Stone Massage. Today's episode is brought to you by Answer Connect, 1UP Web, and Subtle Strauss. Subtle Strauss eliminates the franchise or marketing busy work of redundant customizations while protecting brand standards by giving franchisees self-service access to customize, print, download, and mail brand right collateral for their local markets from one central online portal. They offer franchises scalable solutions for managing marketing collateral, direct mail, promotional products, and signage needs. Growing brands like Goldfish Swim School, Christian Brothers Automotive, and Topper's Pizza have saved thousands of dollars and have been able to run their marketing programs with a small graphic design staff by leaning on Subtle Strauss as a strategic marketing partner. You can get a free demo or download some case studies at subtlestrauss.com/franchise. Today, we are talking Fran Dev with Sarah Modry and Nicole Allberger of Hand and Stone Massage. Sarah and Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us, Jack. Appreciate it.
Before we get into the business of the day, I want to get a little background on both of you. Starting with you, Sarah, what's your story?
So my story is I have been in the franchising industry for 15 years. I started in the health and wellness industry, actually. I was lucky enough to start my career with Anytime Fitness, known as Self-Esteem Brands today. So they, I think they have five brands they sell today. So that's where I got my start. I was working with the COO as an executive assistant, and I stayed there for 10 years cumulatively and helped sell the franchise. So I got to see an infant franchise turn into a college graduate and become a billion dollar franchise. So that's where I got my start. And then I also worked for a company called Zips Dry Cleaning, one price dry cleaners out of the Northeast. So I have just become a student of franchising. I absolutely love it. You know, I've carved a little career out of it and hopefully continue to grow in the industry. But mostly, you know, I'm a health and wellness advocate and customer first and foremost. So I'm always looking for trends. I'm always looking for ways to feel my best. And when I got laid off from COVID, actually, at Zips, and when I was looking for a new opportunity, I knew 100% that I was going to be in that wellness arena. So when this opportunity came about, I was extremely excited about it. It was just a great fit for me because I'm naturally talking, you know, about something I believe in again. So
yeah,
it's kind of a long story of my career.
And I love the idea that in the middle of COVID, you go to a health and wellness brand, and it's a brand that's actually growing and looking to grow. So they're looking to bring on some A-team type players. So that's a great story. And we're going to find out a little bit more about Hand and Stone Massage's growth in just a few minutes. Before we get there, Nicole, give us a little bit of your background, please.
Sure. I, like Sarah, has spent most of my professional life in the franchising world. I kind of grew up in franchising. I started as an hourly employee at a Salad Works location while I was in college, and kind of kept getting promoted and then got acquired. You know, the shift leader didn't show up one day and all of a sudden I had a key to the store, and then got acquired by the corporate office and started working for the corporation, and spent almost 8 years there, ending my time there in the development side of things. But I got to start in operations and then franchise training and then seeing franchise development. So got to see different facets of the business and learn franchising from different departments through Salad Works. And then a few of my coworkers had left the company over the years, and some of them had ended up at Hand and Stone. And frankly, I thought they were crazy because this was now 10 years ago, right? This was happening. So I was like, this massage thing is a fad. It's no way it with stains. I thought they're crazy. I'm going to stay in the food lane. I'm comfortable here. This makes sense for me. And then a few years later, I became one of the crazy people. And, you know, I poured myself a cup of the Kool-Aid, drank it, and came over to Hand and Stone 7 years ago. And we were right around 100 units at that point. And now we'll be over 500 by the end of this year. So it's been fun to see this brand grow, evolve over the years. And, you know, now we're selling spas in Boise, Idaho, and Omaha, Nebraska. And I just, you know, if you would have asked me that 7 years ago, I just don't know if I would have seen that. But the future is strong for us. And I'm excited to talk about it today.
And those are the hot markets, though, right now, Boise and Bozeman and Omaha and places like that. Those are the places where people seem to be moving to, outside, of course, of Texas and Florida and places like that. So I think it's great to be growing into places like that. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the brand's specific growth in just a minute. But let's talk about, before we get to 2021, right? You know, the good news. Let's talk about 2020. It feels like health and wellness and spas and salons and personal services, it feels like those were some of the hardest hit brands and some of the hardest hit local businesses in 2020. What's sort of the state of the brand now, and how did the pandemic kind of change everything from the brand all the way down to the local owners?
And I think there is a lot of perception that personal services from a spa perspective were hit hard, and some were, but there's some highlights about the way we do business that really benefited our franchisees during this time. In reality, you know, we were shut down for a period of time, but we're a membership-based concept and you're billing your customer every 30 days. Unlike a gym where the doors are closed and if you don't use it, you lose it. With us, their packages didn't expire. And our members really did step up and recognize that our franchisees are small business owners. And they supported the small business owners during that time and said, you can keep billing me because I know I can come back in. You're going to reopen and I can come back in and use my packages. They don't go away. So our franchisees were able to maintain a revenue stream during this period of time. And we are a bit Amazon proof as well. We are brick and mortar, we are service-based. So really what we did is we turned and kind of pivoted and said, let's focus on two things, communication to our customers and to our employees. And then how do we utilize technology to streamline this business? And I'll tell you, our operations team worked around the clock. Really in the month of April, they were able to retool how we do business from a contact perspective. The massage, the facial stays the same. The layout of our location hasn't changed. The way we do business has been consistent. But now what we've done, we've educated our customer on how we were able to change the way we do business, how we're going to keep them safe, how we're keeping our employees safe. And then let's utilize technology to streamline this. So we went to contactless check-in and check-out, online booking to push that. Gift card sales can all be done online. We did curbside pickup for products and gift cards where that was contactless as well. And all of that we were able to do really fairly quickly. And then also make sure that we produced all of the training materials so that our franchisees could train their staff on these new protocols. And the customer has come back strong. So we're really excited to see our spa's performance right now. And right now we're in the biggest thick of it with holiday gift cards that are going out the door.
Yeah.
And people are giving the gift of massage. So really it was about communication and then utilizing technology. And we have, I'll say to date, we have had zero cases that have come back as a transmission at the spa level. So our PPE, our protocols, they're all working.
Hmm. That's good to hear. And I think back to the technology for just a second and the communication, were some of those things already maybe not in place, but in some level of on the drawing board, or, you know, somebody had been working on some of these things for a while, or were all of these new ways to communicate something that you had to invent in April?
You know, so it's a good point. Some of them were things that were, they were on the drawing board and we had to push them forward faster. And then other things, it was just amplifying, you know, maybe we sent out one newsletter a month. People wanted more information, right? So it, it became, maybe it's now weekly, or you're calling your members and having personal contact. So yes, it, we just had to amplify and we had to speed up what we already had in place. And, you know, and another thing that we did that I think is important to note here is that, and I'll give credit to our CEO, Todd Leff. He got together with other CEOs of our competitors, other franchise brands out there, and said, let's get together and let's lobby that we can have massage in a franchise system be deemed essential business. So that if we do have shutdowns again, we can remain open to perform that therapeutical massage that's so important to our consumer. And they all kind of just said, let's, you know, we're always fighting for consumers, right? And they said, let's all put down our swords and we're all in this together and let's pool our resources and have these lobbyists hit where we need to educate folks on how our business operates. And it was great to see. And we've been successful in states being deemed essential.
You know, it's the difference between being part of the franchise community and being part of a franchise brand versus being a completely independent operator out there, that when times like this happen, the franchise community kind of circles around each other. And, you know, there's a lot of brands helping each other out, even if you're competitors. I love that story.
Yeah, so, I think it just drives home the fact that having that support is, you know, part of that risk mitigation and management. And we can talk to our franchisees about, listen, at the end of the day, you have a family and you have a support team to help you when things get hard. And this just proved how strong our brand truly is.
We'll be back in just a moment to talk about some franchising trends after this word from Answer Connect. Today, human contact is more important than ever. Make sure a live person answers the phone every time. Answer Connect makes this happen for franchises every day with a team of professional customer service experts ready to impress your callers around the clock. Answer Connect works with many different franchises and small businesses who need 24/7, 365 phone coverage, lead intake, appointments scheduled, or basic messages. They integrate with many of today's CRMs, which is just one more thing off of your plate and one more opportunity for you to work on your business. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise.
So one of the things that we talk about a lot with our new prospects is staycation versus vacations, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Cause nobody's flying to Italy or Paris this winter for a big getaway, I'm guessing. So yeah, this is like the ultimate staycation.
Absolutely. And most people, when they go on vacations, they're treating themselves with massage and facials because that's the extra pampering.
Yeah.
And this concept was created for that reason alone, is to provide this luxury service that at the end of the day is medicine and therapy to the masses. And we should all have an opportunity to feel our best, right? So that's, you know, that's really one of our values, is how do we provide this at one time luxury service to the masses?
Perfect. Let's talk a bit about franchising trends for 2021. So enough 2020. We're past it. We're good with 2020, right? What are you guys seeing happening overall in the franchise space for 2021?
I mean, I think back to the health and wellness industry is that people are looking for preventative maintenance in stress management, in their overall health, and their overall prevention of disease. It's top of mind. Everybody's thinking about it. So, you know, you look at the juice brands out there right now, they are killing it, right?
Yeah.
Edible arrangements, they are doing so well. So anything in the Amazon proof industries is going to just knock it out of the park. And then back to the mom and pop, you know, unfortunately, they, you know, they're entrepreneurs. So we, you know, our hearts go out to them, any small business that's closed through this. But that does provide a ton of opportunity for franchises like ourselves to do conversions. And conversions are a lot, you know, a lot less expensive than starting from scratch. So that does provide franchises in the wellness arena to go after, you know, to go and get those spaces that maybe have been locked up for a long time. So there is a lot of opportunity there too.
Tell me a little bit more about the conversions. Is that really a case of an independent operator out there saying, you know, wow, 2020 was a rough year, and 2021, let's face it, may not be any great bargain either for some local businesses. Is the case there to be made about, you know, join our franchise family and we're going to help you navigate these waters? Is that sort of the reason why an independent operator would want to convert?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, again, it's about support. It's always about support with franchising. So if people, you know, they're maybe they own a small esthetician place, or they own a eyelash facility.
Yeah,
you know, or they're
yeah.
between the eyelashes. So people that are independent and they're not able to survive are calling us. We are seeing inquiries. I talk to somebody every day that says, "Hey, listen, I'm doing this on my own, but I would like to. I see that there's risk involved. I'd like to have some partners," right? So there's tons of opportunity there.
That's great. So tell me where you guys are at right now and going into 2020 as far as Hand in Stone. What's the situation? Are new owners coming on board? Are people buying right now?
Yep. You know, the entrepreneur's spirit, I think, comes out in times like this. There's going to be the obvious person that will retreat and say, you know, I want to wait till this is all over and everyone in the world has a vaccine. And that's that buyer. But the other buyer who says, now's the time for me to lock in a low rent, get a really low rate on my loan and secure my future because I can see past this, they're getting the best deals. And those are the people that Sarah and I are talking to. They're saying, and a lot of people, what I've seen is, they kind of took stock in their life and said, do I want to go back to my corporate office? What do I want to do with the rest of my life?
Yeah.
And a lot of them are saying, I want to own my own business. Mm-hmm. And I want that to be a business that I feel good about.
Yeah. You know, and there's a lot of soul searching going on right now.
I can only imagine the number of people who maybe they got laid off in the recession in 2009. Right. And now 2020 comes along 11 years later and the same thing happened. It's like, you know, you're not going to get me a third time, corporate America. I'm going to go out and do something on my own. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
And I think, too, that you guys have mentioned Amazon proof a few times. I love that idea because everybody talks about something being, you know, recession proof or now pandemic proof. But the idea of having something that could not be taken away by an online retailer or online sales function, there's something pretty attractive about that too.
Very attractive about that, right? I mean, my heart goes out. I'm from the fitness industry, so my heart goes out to all these gyms that are closing. But, you know, people really want to work with a product that's not going to go away, and nothing replaces the human touch. And more than ever, people are isolated and they need that connection and they need some sort of stress management in their lives. So,
yeah. Last thing before we go, right before we got on the air today, we were talking a little bit about some of the content that you guys are creating with candidates and franchisees and doing some interviewing and doing some podcast style questioning with some of these folks. Tell me something about that.
I think for us, what's imperative is that we put our own narrative out there. Like you said at the beginning, like, you know, that personal services were hit the most and that people maybe aren't coming back to that spa experience. And what we see is that it's the opposite of that. So we want our franchisees to have a voice in that. We want our new prospective franchisees that are, you know, signing deals. You know, we just signed a deal on Monday, you know, we'll have nice. Another one coming in next week. And, you know, we want those owners to say, this is why I bought now. And then our franchisees that we have out there is, you know, this is why I bought into the franchise maybe even 5-6 years ago, because I knew I was going to have this. It's great to have support during the good times, but what's the support like during the bad times too? And so we wanted our franchisees to be able to share that narrative. So we did some interview styles with them, letting them tell their story of how their staff supported each other, how the franchisor supported them during these times. And we just think it's important that we're telling our story from how we lived it through this and making sure that we're educating consumers, potential franchisees of that as well. So, and I'll say some of those interviews, they were really heartfelt. I even got choked up in one when one of our franchisee was talking about how their staff, you know, they went out and bought gift cards for all of their staff for grocery stores, right? Uh-huh. Because they wanted to make sure that their staff had groceries. They were sharing toilet paper. If someone was sick, they were making a meal train to be able to make sure that those people had food. So all of those things were just those feel good stories. We did a whole program, kind of a hometown hero, frontline worker, where we allowed our members to gift one of their packages, put it on a gift card and give that to a frontline worker, a firefighter, police officer, doctor, nurse. And so many of our customers said, I want to give my package to someone else.
Oh, man.
That's a feel good moment.
You know, I never even thought about something like that. But yeah, what a fantastic gift for a frontline worker who probably needs this more than anybody right now.
And then our franchisees could recognize the revenue. So it all worked out for everybody.
Yeah, that's win-win-win right there. Perfect. Well, thanks for sharing that. I love the storytelling aspect of that too. The more you can tell stories with your franchisees, the better. So final question today, if any of our listeners have some questions for you or they want to follow up or learn a little bit more about other things you guys are doing, where can we send them?
The best place to find us is at handandstonefranchise.com. It's H-A-N-D and stonefranchise.com. Or you can find us on our LinkedIn profiles. So Sarah Modry or Nicole Allberger, and you'll have our links up on there too, right?
Excellent. We will definitely have all of those links in the show notes today. Sarah and Nicole, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. I wish you the best of holidays and the best of luck into 2021.
Thank you so much, Jack. It was our pleasure. We can't wait to continue to tell our story.
And before we go, a quick word from 1UpWeb. It's a site I'm recommending to all marketers, especially those working with franchise brands. 1upweb.com/franchise. They've got lots of free franchise marketing resources like an SEO audit template, a guide for Google local listings for franchise businesses, and more. My favorite is 1UpWeb's new franchise marketing playbook. It's a guide for franchisors to support their marketing efforts at all levels of a system, specific tips for working with franchisees, and it includes some post-COVID data and insights. 1UpWeb is an enterprise digital marketing agency and AOR for many great franchises with over 20 years of digital marketing experience. Learn more at 1upweb.com/franchise. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime on the Social Geek Radio Network.